The room was cold, dark and damp, but it had become my friend, for I had lived there ever since I remembered. Heavy blankets of isolation, loneliness and fear insulated and protected me from the outside world. But one day there was a knock on the door. My heart froze, yet everything in me told me that he had come. But the darkness swallowed my muffled cries. Once again he knocked. I cried out, "Oh Lord, Lord, come in." The door opened, and there stood the electrician. He wore radiant white overalls and a hat, and around his waist was a large leather workman's belt with various tools, wires, and light bulbs of different sizes dangling from it. He tipped his hat, and with a softness in his eyes he came in, and with a large white ladder he put it in the middle of the dark room. He then proceeded to climb up the ladder and insert a small 25-watt light bulb into the bare socket hanging from the ceiling. He came down and folded up the ladder and left. I crawled into the middle of the soft, warm light and fell asleep. The healing light began to restore and strengthen me. Hours later, I awoke, and I began to walk around the circumference of the light. And then I noticed a shovel lying in the midst of the debris. So I went over and picked it up and began to clean the area. It was a tremendous amount of work and took days, but finally it was clean. And then as the days followed, I would find myself lying on my back, just staring at the bare light bulb dangling from the ceiling and loving the light. It had become my friend and comforted me. Then one day there was a knock again at my door, and I knew it was him. I ran to the door and I opened it, and once again it was the electrician. He smiled at me as he came in. I knew that he was pleased with what he saw. He carried in his ladder. He put it in the middle of the room, walked up it, and took out the smaller light and put in the larger 100-watt light bulb. Instantly, the light in the room increased, and for the first time, I noticed a chair and a couch. I quickly began to explore my newfound space as the electrician folded up his ladder and left. I loved the light. I loved everything about the room, except, and then I noticed piles of garbage and dirt hidden everywhere. And then as I began to size up the situation, I saw a greasy film over everything, and piles of old books and records and souvenirs were scattered everywhere. I had had such an insatiable appetite for things, and more things, but it never filled me. Only the light from the electrician filled that void now. I knew that all of this clutter had to go, so I rolled up my sleeves and over the next several months began to shovel and sweep and polish. Finally, for the first time in my life, I felt that I had a home that was mine. How strange it was, because I had looked everywhere for it, and to have had it inside all along amazed me. But then I had never had the light before. Then one day there was a knock at the door. It sounded very similar to the electrician, but I knew it wasn't. I opened it, and it was people who were lovers of the light had come to visit me. They loved my home and often came to visit. Then one afternoon, as we were all sitting around, talking and sharing about all the wonderful things the electrician had done for us, I heard a knock at my door. The electrician had come once again. I ran to the door and opened it a crack. He held a large 500-watt light bulb in his hand. My heart screamed in silence. Not now! No, no, Lord! No, you can't! Everyone will be watching. I don't want any more light today, not with everyone here. I don't know what it will reveal. Please, Lord, come back later. I heard the people in my home laughing and talking in the living room behind me. The Lord gently took my hand and led me out of the room into a dimly lit hallway with many doors. He told me to open any of the doors I would like to. And so as I cautiously began to walk down the hallway, I came to the first door, and I was shocked as a cold, evil wind rushed out of the darkened door. I quickly shut it as it took my breath away. Then I walked further down the hallway, and as I came to another door, I opened it, but I was blinded by the brilliant light that was inside. And as I strained to see what was in the room, I saw glimpses of radiant people walking around in their laughter. It was like music that filled my soul. But the light was too bright. It hurt my eyes, but I knew that I had seen some of the glory of the light. And then I walked further down the hallway. I passed many doors. But finally I came to one and I opened it. It opened quickly, for inside was a small 25-watt light bulb. I recognized it, for I too had had that dimness, but I was shocked at how weak the light was. I knew I would never be satisfied with that little light again and couldn't go back. I was beginning to understand that I already had gone too far into the light. And then the electrician looked at me with tender eyes of love and said, "Everyone must make a choice of how much light they want. But my child, there's always a cost." "Oh Lord," I responded, "I can never turn back now, even if everyone leaves me. Oh Lord, come into my home." And so I invited him in. You noticed he was even there, for they were so busy among themselves. He put up his ladder as usual in the middle of the room, and he took out the large 500-watt light bulb and screwed it in. And as soon as the light came on, it quadrupled the size of the room. There was another couch and a chair. You could see there was a dining room and a family room and a kitchen. But just as I feared, garbage and dirt was piled in the once darkened corner. Everyone responded in different ways. Many of the people were shocked at the condition of my house. They quickly grabbed their things and left. But a few stayed, and they began to grab the brooms and shovels and mops. And they began to help to clean up all the debris and garbage. It was hard for me to believe that they understood, and they accepted and loved me just as I was. The electrician came over and embraced me and said, "My child, the ones that are staying live in homes that have even greater light than you do. They also have had others help them clean their homes and still do. That's part of the healing process. Many times things have to be cleared out that are too heavy for one person to carry. Or there will be a stain and others will have my solution. I made you all to help heal and restore each other." And then I noticed that around everyone's waist was a workman's belt with wires and light bulbs dangling from it. And as they helped to restore the room, they would put in light bulbs into the mended lamps, and the light grew and grew. And then the electrician said to me, "Dear one, there are still many rooms in your house that I want to bring my light. Will you let me? Oh, yes, Lord, as my heart melted and surrendered. And then he fastened a workman's belt around my waist and said, you will also help to bring light not only into your home, but also help to light other lives and hearts. For you are my children of the light.